with Brock and Hunter, only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, kids. Hi, kids.
Terrifying ass creepy dinosaur. From my imagination. God, the parents out there. If you were a parent in the early 90s and you hear this right now, like you're having PTSD.
Yeah.
Post-traumatic dinosaur syndrome.
It's terrible, man. Haunts your dreams. All right, let's move on from that creepy-ass purple dinosaur. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, Lars Ulrich of Metallica, Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses, Rob Zombie, and Jonathan Davis are among the musicians appearing in a new documentary called Long Live Rock, Celebrate the Chaos. The film will debut on March 12th through longliverockmovie.com. It was shot at various festivals around the U.S. over the course of a few years by director Jonathan McHugh and focuses on the relationship between hard rock bands and their fans. You can watch the trailer for Long Live Rock on YouTube now. I actually watched it. Dude, I have never wanted to go to a festival more. It's been so long, it feels like. It feels like I have not been to a live music venue in forever. So, fair warning, it looks amazing, but if you are a fan of concerts and festivals, this is going to make you want to go out so bad.
Was it just brings that feeling back? You start to watch it, and you're kind of reminiscing, like, oh, I remember.
And I think about all the times at festivals, because I've been to more festivals than I can remember. All the interviews I've had to do, everything like that, and 9 times out of 10, the festivals are in the summertime. And I can tell you, sitting back there, sweating your ass off, just, you know, dirty, you got porta potties just stinking up the place. There were so many times where I'm like, ugh, can I just go home? And now I'm like, man, you don't know what you don't know what you got till it's gone. You know what I mean? Like, I would kill to be filthy and dirty, you know, sitting in the media tent next to some used porta potties, getting ready to do another interview, like my 15th interview of the day. For anything right now, it'd be amazing.
Hot, sweaty, dusty.
Man.
You know, it's one of those festivals where you got to take like 3 showers a day to feel somewhat clean. Those are the greatest, though.
I would kill to be able to do a bump of cocaine in a porta potty at a festival right now. You know?
Oh, God.
If only. If only you knew what you had. If only. All joking aside, check this out. And again, it will be available March 12th at longliverockmovie.com for all you music nuts out there. Definitely one you'll want to check out. You know, you got nothing else to do. It's cold and freezing out. You might as well sit inside and watch something cool. So.
Check it out.
All right. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1962, bass player for Metallica, Cliff Burton, original bass player, I should say, was born. Sadly, Burton was killed September 27th, 1987, when the band's tour bus crashed as it was traveling between Stockholm and Copenhagen. You know, it's interesting to see because Cliff, even though his time with Metallica was short, his time in the rock world was short, he left a really big shoes to fill and definitely ushered in this new style of almost like lead bass playing. If you listen to Metallica's earlier stuff, there's going to be points where you're going to be like, wow, that's a sweet guitar solo. But you don't realize that it's actually Cliff on his bass guitar just going effing ham. It's nuts. It's nuts. So, yeah, bass players in training, I implore you, go spend some time with early Metallica and Cliff Burton. You'll learn a thing or two. Trust me. Puts a lot of bass players to shame. So
Slapping the bass,
yeah. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.